Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Now every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm getting much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. No worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your golden. Your body's some sugar cane. Great life gives you lemon. Take lemonade. I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I have in each day. If I can just get out of my own way. Well, life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, lemonade, so dumb. It's already been done, like, a billion times. But luckily, I was in the shot, because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
Ooh. Good evening, everybody, and this is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious, and this is the show, If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini. This show is for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broke and happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? You ever laugh at yourself? What is your overall view of life? want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. On my show, you get free exposure. If you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance, I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there will be no discussion, religion, or politics. If you're interested in being a co-host or guest, you can email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Happy New Year's, everybody. I haven't been on here in a while, but things have been just progressing along with me, and I'm still living in North Carolina. A lot of things have happened in 2019, and we're in 2020, and I'm going to touch on a few things that have transpired in 2019. In 2019, these are some of the people that we lost in 2019. First, I lost my sister. She died August 30th in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She was 75 years old. She had moved down here from Washington, D.C., where we're originally from, and she had a bout with illness, and she passed on August the 30th. So I want to say, continue to rest in peace, my sweet sister Grace Marie Kane. And from the entertainment world, we lost quite a few entertainers, movie stars, singers, and actors. So I'm just going to, plus we lost some from the literary world as well. So I go down the list and we can reminisce about it or, you know, just listen and find out who is no longer here and who passed in 2019. The first one was Jude World. TMZ reported that Juice was seen swallowing several Percocet pills in what was believed an attempt to hide them, which may have contributed to his death. He was a young rapper. He did videos on YouTube and became a little bit famous, so he was only 21 when he passed. Next, John Witherspoon was a comedian, actor. He played in the series Friday as Ice Cube's father and a few other programs he did on television. And like I said, he also was a comedian. He died. He was 77 or something like that. He was reported of having a heart attack. Barbara Hillary was the first black woman to reach the North and South Pole, which she did while she was in her 70s. So that's that. Elijah Cumming, he was a congressman from Maryland. He was 68. John Singleton, filmmaker, he was 51, died following complications from a stroke. He did Boys and Men, a couple of TV shows, and he was a very good director. So he died from complications from a stroke, 2019. Nipsey Hussle, he was a rapper. He was murdered. He was only 33 years old. Christoph St. John, he was an actor from The Young and Restless. He was 52 when he passed. Kevin Barnett, he was a comedian. He was 32. He passed. Toni Morrison, a literary mother to countless writers, first black woman to receive the Nobel Literature Prize for Beloved, and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. James Ingram earned 2 Oscar nominations for his songwriting. I think he sang that song, Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Do Right. I think that was James Ingram, but he was 66 when he passed. Then we have Frank Lucas. He was 88. He's a former Harlem drug kingpin. His life inspired the 2007 film American Gangster, starring the legendary Denzel Washington. That was a really good movie. And Frank Lucas is a character in one of my books, Back to Zero. Okay, Dr. John, he was a piano player who blended black and white musical styles with a hoodoo-infused stage persona and Gravely Bayou Drawl. He did a song with Peaches, Miss Peaches, who is, Etta James. He did a piece with Etta James called Sugar on the Floor, and another song he did with her, but he really was about, you know, the blending the black and white musical styles. Diana Carroll, first black woman to star in a non-servant role in the TV series as Julia. Because, you know, back during that time, they just had blacks as either slaves or servant, you know, but she was the first black to star in a non-servant role in the TV series Juliet. Nancy Wilson, Miss Croon herself. She was a crooner, jazz singer, beautiful voice, beautiful, beautiful voice. And of course, the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. Yes, Miss Riri is gone, but she will never be forgotten. Such hits as Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, Respect. Just a slew of songs that Miss Aretha Franklin sang. She sang with a multitude of other singers. She was brought up in the church as a gospel singer, branching out to soul, and, you know, she was the queen of soul. And she's gone. And may all those that I just called off, may they continue to rest in peace, because the next moment is not promised to us. You know, God blesses us and graces us with his mercy when we see daylight. Because he don't have to, but because of his love for us, we wake up every morning. It's not your alarm clock. It's not the person that's calling you on the phone. It's God allowing you to wake up. So when you get up to see that sunrise, or whatever time you get up, first person you should thank is God. And I'm telling you, without God, we're nothing. So things that happened in 2019, also Wendy Williams and her husband were going through a tumultuous breakup or whatever, and she finally divorced from him after going through what he had put her through, getting his mistress pregnant, bringing her to their home, and buying her cars and all these crazy things. And Wendy actually had a breakdown, you know, where she had got back to drinking and drugging, and, you know, but she put up with it for a long time. A long time, you know. It wasn't like she didn't know what that man was doing, but I don't know. You get in love with somebody and don't want to let them go, or it could have been over money or whatever, but she's free now, and she has her bachelorette pad, her two cats. Their names are My Way and what's that other cat's name? I can't think, but she has two cats. Two orphan cats that she had adopted, and living her life, doing her thing. But sometimes you have to just realize that it's over when it's over. But, like, we don't know the complete details, because Wendy, one thing about Wendy, she didn't know all of your business, but she's not going to know all of her business. you know, but whatever. And what else happened? Quite a few things was going on in 2019. Oh, President Trump was impeached in 2019, and they're still going through it, but he's been doing what he wanted to do ever since he got in the White House. It's just like, you know, a child who's very disobedient to their parent, don't respect their parent, don't care nothing about what their parent. That's the type of person and the mentality that he has. He's not respectful of people's when they, you know, are saying things against him or know something about him. He says all the news is false news. This isn't true. That isn't true. If it doesn't fit the way he wants it to fit. But, you know, if he is elected for the next 4 years, the good thing about that, after those 4 years are up, we are done with him. But hopefully he will not be elected in 2020 again. But if he is, I'm just going to do what I did for the 4 years that he was in there, and that's to continue to pray and try to live the straight and narrow, because when you get hung up in all those things that are going on in the White House, going on here, going on, you get a distraction. You get distracted from the real picture, and a lot of people are not seeing the real picture. But, you know, maybe one day everybody may wake up, but hopefully it won't be too late. Never put off for the day what you, never put off until tomorrow for what you can do today. I'm learning that. And, you know, it used to be a show come on television back in the day. I think it was, I don't know if it was the Howdy Doody show or one of those shows. The guys always say at the end of the show, remember, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And when you're young, you know, you're not thinking like that. You do, well, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. But sometimes those tomorrows never come, because I am a procrastinator. I'm definitely a procrastinator. But I'm getting better, because guess what? I said I was going to do something today, and I did it. I had to pat myself on the back for that, because I had been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And I was speaking to my sister Ruby, and I was telling her, you know, I really have to start doing things that I say I'm going to do, instead of saying I'm going to do them and then put it off. Or sometimes I may forget, especially if I don't, you know, if I really don't have it on my mind. But these were things that was important, and I should have done them a long time ago. So I got that done. I got that done, and I am proud of myself. So if it's something that you say you're going to do, try to do it. You know, it's not like, you know, the end of the world is going to come, because sometimes you have to put something on hold to get something important done, you know, opposed to doing your regular routine and say, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow, and later and tomorrow never comes. So my new thing is, whatever I say that I'm going to do, I'm just going to say a little prayer before and to make sure that God helps me to do it. Because sometimes my mind, I can go from my bedroom to the kitchen and forget what I went in the kitchen for. And I'm saying, what the hell did I come in here for? You know, and that comes with age. And then sometimes it just may just slip your mind. So if it's something that you was going to do, go on and do it. Go on and do it, you know, because the next minute is not promised to anybody. And also, I want to mention that I've lost some of my spiritual brothers and sisters. Sister Mason died. Brother Corral died. And I can't think of the others that had passed away, but, you know, they were my spiritual brother and sister. They died as well. So, you know, like, and time waits for no one. Here it is, February 2020. It seemed like yesterday it was New Year's. And the day is, what, the 3rd of February. Soon it'll be, before we know it, it'll be 3rd of February 2021. You know, so if you got anything that you've been putting off calling those, calling your friend, or putting off going to see someone who's sick, or, you know, doing something that you want, been promising yourself you're going to do, you better do it. You better do it. Because I'm quite sure those ones who died, they didn't know. They didn't know that they were going to die when they died. And they may have more plans. I understand Nipsey Hussle was, he was helping a lot of people out in the community and building and, you know, doing all kind of things that he was getting ready to do. But unfortunately, he was murdered. So, you know, just got to do what you got to do. And John Singleton, he was in the process of, he had that series Snowflake, Snowfall. I don't know if that's going to continue or not, but he was, you know, had that series. And we just have to be grateful, show our gratitude, be kind to people, and love people. And, you know, just do what we have to do. Don't get hung up in politics. Don't get hung up on what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because if you do, it's going to be your downfall. Because I'm not really concerned about what Trump is doing, because I have no control over that. I have no control over it. And obviously, Congress or anybody else doesn't have any control over it. Nobody has control over that but God and people who are trying to put themselves in a position to control it. How's that working for you? Because he said, and I think he said this before he was elected to president on one of his campaign tours, he said, I could walk down Fifth Avenue or somewhere in New York and kill somebody. It won't nothing be done. And guess what? He probably could. Because he's done exactly everything and anything that he wanted to do since he was the president, whether it was right or wrong. Now, all these Trumpeteers and people who voted for him, that's your business. And I ain't mad at you, but I tell you this much, don't be mad at me because I didn't vote. And I don't vote. And I'm not mad at you because you do vote, because I would never tell anybody not to vote. And I don't appreciate when people tell me, well, your vote may count. Your vote may count. I could care less. And they'd be saying, well, don't be saying nothing when this happened and that happened. It didn't start with Trump. But Trump has been one of the worst, when I say the worst presidents, he has been one of the worst presidents since I have known presidents to be in the White House. And I'm 70 years old. So he's one of the worst. But we got to just grin and bear it. And they say, if you don't like it, vote. Vote for what? You know, The only time I voted when I was 19, I think I was 19. And the only reason why I voted because they threatened to take my job if I didn't vote. Now, that's terrible right there. That is really terrible. And I forgot who the president we was voting for. I can't really remember. But they took us, you know, from work. And I voted. And that was it. But I don't like being forced to do something. I really don't. But I was forced to vote when I was 19. But it'll never happen again. It'll never happen again. I don't vote. And I never will. So don't get mad at me because I don't vote. I'm not mad at you because you do. You do what you do, and I do what I do. Because I had a guy one time that actually, just only before the cell phone, I think it was before the cell phone, we were talking on the phone, and he asked me, who did I vote for? And I said, well, I don't vote. We were having a good conversation. I said, I don't vote. He said, what? What did you say? I said, I don't vote. Next thing I know, he banged the phone up in my ear. And I couldn't understand, what was he mad about? Because when he told me that he voted, I didn't get mad. I didn't hang the phone up on him, but he got mad at me because I said I didn't vote. That's my privilege. That's my right. If I don't want to vote, I don't have to vote. I was forced, like I said, once in my life, and that was it. That'll never happen again. But you got people who get upset and go through this and go through that. Then I know you guys are, well, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mama June. That was a program that used to come on. It was a spinoff from Tiny Tyson Tierra's when her daughter, Honey Boo Boo, was a winner in the Tiny Tyson Tierra's. Well, she's lost her mind. She's with some guy named Gino, and he's just, I mean, they're crack addicts now. She sold her house for $100,000. She had an ad on eBay trying to sell some Nike tennis shoes that were used 3 times. And the woman, I just can't understand what this man has over her. He called her all kind of bees, called her stupid, this and that, told her to leave him alone. She still is following him around like a puppy. They moved from hotel to hotel. She just abandoned her whole family to be with this man. But she don't care nothing about fame and fortune, and not to say that she should, but when she was in that position, she should have kept it up. But this guy, Gino, is just dragging her down, just dragging her down. And that's sad. But that's life. And that's her life. Few other things that happened in 2019. I became a great grandmother to 2 more grandchildren. My daughter's son just had a little girl, the first girl to be born on his father's side of the family, because his father has all boys, and he had 3 boys. My grandson had 3 boys before he had his little girl. my granddaughter just had her first little boy. So that's something else that happened in 2019. And I lost quite a few of my friends in 2019. I went home in December for my sister's memorial. We had a memorial for my sister in December. And it was really beautiful. It was really beautiful. My brother and his wife had been married for, I think, about two years now, after being together for over 4 years. They finally got married in 2018, I think it was. They got married in 2018. But they are happily married. God bless them. Yeah, and the good things about 2019 for me was I had my surgery. I had my knee surgery. And I think I talked about it on my last show. But if you're in good health, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. And don't be abusing drugs or alcohol or things that would tear your body down. Take care of yourself. Now, my problem was in 2005, I was in a car accident, which I had surgery on my knee in 2006 to have my the cartilage and all that stuff cleaned out, whatever. But I still was having difficulties with my knee because arthritis had set in. Then after that, after the arthritis had set in, arthritis has set in, so I'm still having problems. Still having problems. And so eventually, after from 2005 up until 2019, like I said, that's when I had my surgery. February, as a matter of fact, February 18th, which is the day before Smokey Robinson's birthday. That's why I didn't have a show this year, because I was in the hospital. I had my knee surgery. And it was a challenge. Electricity. Sometimes it feels like water's running down it. You know, different things. And this wasn't told to me when I had the surgery. So you have to find that out after you had the surgery. Now, maybe because of my age, I don't know. But my knee is wonderful. And I started my own little therapy. I was going swimming. But I hadn't been in a while. But, you know, that water is really good for you. But Yeah, I went through that in 2019. But that was basically all that happened to me. No, there were some other things that happened to me in 2019, but I really don't think that they're worth all that talking about. So we'll just go with not talking about them because we all go through our little adversities and, you know, have our little pity parties and bounce back. And that's basically what I do. I haven't had any pity parties for a long time, but not to say that I've never had a pity party. And like I said, I'm quite sure some of you out there listening have been through some things that you just said to yourself, you felt sorry for yourself, and you felt like, you know, you was all alone and nobody cared, and, you know. But sometimes you have to step back and just say to yourself, I'm not in this alone. As long as I have God on my side, I am not alone. So that's what you have to do. You have to put God on your side. And just go for that walk. And remember the footprints in the sand. That's a beautiful little poem. And, you know, how they mentioned at the end where the guy looks up and he said, Lord, when I look back, I only saw one set of footprints. The Lord said to him, that is when I carried you, my child. So we all leave our footprints in the sand. And when we look back and you only see one set of footprints, always remember, that's when God carries you. So I look at life like, you know, I really want to live the life that God has prescribed for me, as I'm sure many of you want to as well. But we have our adversary, and everybody knows who that is. So you have to be very careful in your walk, in your talk, in your sight, in your hearing, in your being, because he's waiting there to take you down. So, yeah, 1920. I don't know nothing about 1920. Sometimes I find myself writing down 1920, and I really mean 2019, but for some reason, that's what happens. And like I said, it could be, you know, I can blame that on my age too, but I think my mind is pretty sharp when it comes to certain things, you know, and some things are like minor that I may forget. You know, like I said, coming from my beer, I'm going into the kitchen, and I get in there and say, what in the heck did I come in here for? Got to go back to my bedroom, sit down and think about it. Then I remember. See, the good thing is I can remember because, and I've also passed the Alzheimer's test that was given to me when the home health care nurse that came to visit me. And it's a part of my insurance. And she gave me the test, and she said, I pass, you know. And I do different things like play games, you know, to keep my mind sharp, you know, so I won't forget things. And like I said, the things I forget basically are minor. Now, when it comes to remembering names, OMG, I have a problem with remembering names. But a face, I never forget a face. Never. If I saw your face 100 years ago, and was talking to you. We were friends. And I saw you 100 years later. I may have forgotten your name, but I will never forget your face. You know, so, and when I'm with somebody and I can't think of their name, you know, that really bugs me out because sometimes they remember my name and I want to, you know, address them by their name. And then eventually I have to say, I remember your face, but tell me what your name is. You know, I just have to ask. And, you know, we'll get to laughing and I'll explain to them. Well, at least I knew who you were by your face. I have a girlfriend. She remembers everybody's name. But when I be describing people to her, she has a problem with faces. So, but if I, you know, she remembers names, people's names. And I don't. But I am getting better because I play a little game in my mind trying to remember people's names. And so far, it's working. So you just have to keep your mind sharp, keep it occupied with things that will keep it working. You know, to keep your mind sharp. So, I'm going to take a little break, and when we come back, I'm going to play, a few songs, and then we'll, you know, get back to talking about 2010. See, there I go. I said 2019. Okay.
Hi, I'm Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm more than just a radio personality. I'm also a best-selling author of 5 published books. Publisher, ghostwriter, poet, and a speaker. My latest book, a fast-paced, action-packed, drama-filled novel titled Back to Zero, is available. You can order your autographed copy of Back to Zero and any of my other books from my website. That's www.jjpublishing.com. If you're looking to have your dreams come true in a book, look no further. I am the founder and owner of my own independent publishing company, JJ Publishing. JJ Publishing offers the service to fit the new or seasoned author's budget. There are no hidden fees. I display a professional business attitude towards my clients while treating them with dignity and respect. My mission is to make the first-time author as well as a seasoned author's use of JJ Publishing service a most beneficial and memorable experience. Back to Zero is selling out fast. Don't be left out. Go to my website. Again, that address is www.jjpublishing.com. After you make your purchases, check out my website. I thank you all in advance.
Back to Zero is a fictional story with a dash of reality. It's a tale about Anthony Thomas, a man who lost the most precious things in his life, starting with his first childhood love, Gloria. Tragedy soon followed after losing his mom to cancer, and shortly thereafter, he lost his wife, Lynn, and son, Junior, in a horrific car crash. With each traumatic incident, Anthony was branded, sending him back to zero. 30 years later, Anthony runs into Gloria, and the flames in their hearts are still burning. Gloria, now a law enforcement official who also comes with baggage, a psychotic husband named Wayne Anderson who is out of control. He, too, is a law enforcement official that's abusive, jealous, and an alcoholic. Wayne treats Gloria miserable. While snooping behind his wife, he finds out that she had research information concerning Anthony on the internet. Wayne goes into a rage of madness like a rabid dog because in his sick, twisted mind, he feels threatened and accuses Gloria of sleeping with Anthony. Often he would evict her from the house, but not realizing the night would come when he forces his wife straight into the arms of Anthony. After spending an intense, earth-shattering night of lovemaking, Gloria opens up and confesses to Anthony that she still loves him. Rekindling their relationship is dangerous, and Wayne will stop at nothing to make his wife and her first love's life a miserable hell while fighting his own demons. Wayne harbors a deep, dark, and deadly secret, one he thought he and only the devil knew. Find out what happens when Gloria uncovers the truth about her abusive, lawless husband's mysterious past. The devastation will bring the three of them together in an explosive confrontation. Find out the shocking secrets Wayne harbored and prepare yourself for who will pay the ultimate price for his lawless actions. Gail Delicious Johnson says, Back to Zero will take you where the law becomes the abuser. Order this fast-paced, action-packed field drama by best-selling author Gail Delicious Johnson from her web store at JJ Publishing. That's J-A-Y Publishing.com. Remember, abuse is never an option.
Tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
Crazy guy, a hit and run the Georgie Porgy type. You like about you. I want to get to know you and make you my boo. It's all on you, baby. And she said,
except baby, don't give up.
She said,
except baby, don't give up.
And he said,
throw a couple of hints, he act like he can't hear. I say, I'm going to lunch, won't you meet me there? I swear, you will think he on the store in G-Town. He driving a hard bargain while I'm trying to talk him down. Man, you ready or not, I could bring a car around. If not, then let me know so I can go and shop around.
So I asked her if she had a man. She didn't answer, so I asked again. And baby, I ain't trying to force your hand. Baby, I'm just trying to understand why you try to play so hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Mr. Coco Brown. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean, lady? What do I want you to wear? It doesn't take much. I like you just the way you are, naturally. Matter of fact, why don't you put on one of those lovely sundresses that I bought you? That'll do it for me. Just pull your hair back. Take your shoes off. That's all I need. You know what I mean? Sundress. Check it out. Soul of your femininity fits you just like that dress. You see, I don't need to see your designer clothes, silk robes, or fishnet pantyhose. Cause to me, that sundress you wear is the next best thing to you naturally. Just about any color will do too. Cocoa, brown, or a light shade of blue if it's alright with you. Because to me, I just want to see the way it holds you, envelops you, teases your skin like the wind, enticing the hell out of me. Caressing you so close, but making you look so free. Sundress. Days, months, even millenniums after I saw you in that dress, images of you behind still danced in my mind, leaving little imprints of the silhouette of you up against the horizon in that dress. Oh, this is real. You see, that parking lot might as well have been a field of daffodils, cause not one card in my mind let my eyes see. Just the sun, moon, brooks, and streams, and the soul of your femininity. But not even an eclipse could have blinded me to that blissful taste of nature's reality. As I stood watching you from the shadows, I was frozen still like a deer trapped in a car's headlights. Hey, lady, let me tell you how it was. All my actions ceased. So at least give the design of that dress the damn Nobel Peace Prize for the way that your thighs up against that dress brought a peace to the eyes of this mighty beast, sundress. As you stood up on that balcony, I reached for you as I fell to my knees, and in a soft trembling voice, I beg God, please, please, please let Mother Nature send me a gentle breeze. Let it flow swiftly from the evening skies past my rise and lift that dress ever so gently from my thighs. Ooh, 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 I'd like to thank that north wind that blew Quenching my imagination's thirst is the wind. Her hair and that dress played a three-part harmony, singing beautiful chords in the key of L to my mind. Senses heightened, I'm as light as a May cloud, pulsating like a summer brook. Hot as 2 o'clock in a Florida July, and that sundress that you wear is why. Can me and you, you and I be one together with nature? Hell, I could be cool as the wind. Matter of fact, I could be that breeze that flows from the evening skies, gently lifts that dress from your knees and touches your thighs. Or I could be the water in that thunderstorm that gets you and your dress wet yet makes you feel warm. Or I could be the sun in that dress that touches your moons and sets the light of fire to this dark room. Or even better yet, if with me, Coco Brown, you impress, hey, could I just be that sundress? Forget the rest of your wardrobe, you won't need any other clothes. You can wear different shades of me, Coco Brown, rain, sleet, hail, or snow. Can I be your sundress? Would you wear me as I envelop your soul? Caress your mind, tease your skin just like that wind. My hands like that cotton blend on your hips. My lips like the ends of your garments as I dip to kiss your knees. My presence making you feel as free as hummingbirds above the trees. Everywhere I go, you could wear me. Cause with our minds, souls, and bodies intertwined in these fields of posies and dandelions, your earth, your wind, your water, your fire, I could be. If just like that dress, lady, you choose to wear me. I'm Coco Brown from the Fat Cat.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here, only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
Hey, I'm back. That was the wrong ad, but that's from my old radio show when I had Delicious Talk. I'll bring it sexy back, as you guys know. My show now is If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini. Okay, I played a few songs, and I spoke about 2019. 2020 was just begun, and we've already had a tragedy losing Kobe Bryant in a horrific helicopter crash when he was on the way to I think it's Mamba, or him and his daughter and a few other people were on the helicopter when it went down. And it's, you know, it's just such a tragedy when life is lost on any occasion or any event. But I didn't know that much about Kobe Bryant, but I do understand he was a wonderful basketball player. I'm not into basketball like that, but I do have, I had a favorite basketball star, and that was, there it is, his name just left me, but anyway, I did have a special person that I did like who played basketball, and Kobe Bryant, I understand, was a magnificent basketball player. And, you know, hopefully he'll rest in peace. And you know, my condolences goes out to him, his family, and his children, his wife, and, you know, anyone else who is a loved one of his and, you know, heartbroken over the fact that he is no longer with us. And like I said, 2020 is a month and a few days old, and this tragedy like that struck. So let's keep him in our prayers, and we're going to have a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant. Okay. As you guys also know from my other show, I had gotten so many emails and different letters, you know, concerning my show, Bringing Sexy Back. They were sending me different things for, and I never got a chance to read all of those letters and questions that people were sending me. And I'm going to try to do one each time that I have my show or every other show. I'm going to try to read a letter. And listen, audience, if you want to respond to any of these letters or anything that I conversate about here on my show, feel free to hit the one and I'll open up the mic and you can make a comment or, you know, whatever it is you have to say. You can say it. Okay, this letter, I got this letter, oh God, I think back in 2014. I can't remember the number, but anyway, one lady had wrote in, Dear Miss Delicious, I was in love with a married man. I didn't know he was married until I got pregnant. Needless to say, his wife found out and left him. He has done nothing for our son. He keeps saying his wife is coming back, and he has his other four children to support. I gave him an ultimatum to either take care of our son on his own or I'm filing child support. He started sending a small amount of money each week, which is not enough. Should I file for child support or keep accepting the little bit of money he is sending? Signed, what is that? I can't read that name. I'll just say signed. Signed, not satisfied. Wow, that's crazy. Anyway, okay, not satisfied. First off, it's just so much that could be said about this situation, but I'm going to answer your question that you had asked. Should you file for child support or keep accepting a little bit of money he's sending? Well, I don't know how much he's sending, and I don't know your expenses that you have for your child or, you know, how you're spending the money that he's sending you, but sometimes child support doesn't even give you as much as the fathers who send a little bit of money, because years and years ago, I was getting $50 a month child support for my daughter. And $50 a month, I mean, come on, even back during that time, $50 didn't really go that far, you know, and that basically was money that to feed her. Not really even to feed her for a complete month, but what I'm saying to you, if he's sending you maybe, you know, because like I said, you didn't put a price down here to how much he's sending you every week, but if he's sending you $50 a week, that's 50 times 4, that's $200 a month. Now imagine if he was sending you $50 a month. And I don't know if you're working or what your situation is, why you're, you know, you say that's not enough, but I really can't say, you know, what you should do, because I don't know, you know, what you're receiving. But if you feel that it's not enough and you want to file child support in the courts, then, you know, go for it. but I don't know if you'll get more or if you'll get less. But whatever, you know, you want to do, you know, it's up to you. I have a caller who... Good evening, caller. Your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, yeah, Pianki calling from the Midwest. You know, this story here, if this woman is a medical doctor, she should still sue his butt and get as much money from him as she possibly can. Had no business doing that anyway. That is just terrible. And you got a lot of them out there that does that. And then sooner or later, society end up having to bear the burden to take care or assist in these children's well-being.
That is true. That is true. And the fact of the matter, he should have told her from the beginning that he was married. Maybe that would have never, maybe she may have not even gotten pregnant, you know, because sometimes you can't always blame everything on the woman, because if a man is married and he's messing around on his wife, the other woman should have the option, you know, as to, you know, if she wants to mess with a married man, he should give her that option, not to take it upon herself to mess around with her. And then when something doesn't, like, for instance, when she got pregnant was when she found out that he was married. Now, if he had may have told
her,
he should have
told her.
A married man, right, but he obviously he didn't, because she did, right. So, you know, like you had mentioned, she maybe should go in and file
for child support. Let me give you some other cases.
Mm-hmm.
These men that's on the down low, they should tell that woman that they're talking to. And these women who are really men should tell that man that they're talking to. Don't be hiding that
right.
And all of a sudden, surprise, surprise.
Yes, because people have lost their lives being in situations like that, being on the down low, or a man who is a man and gets with another man, you know, transgender, and they find that out, they lose their life, you know. So you have to be open and honest with people, you know, if you want them to be open and honest with you.
Either lose their lives through the violence or either lose their lives with the potential of diseases. If you was on the down low 30 years in the past, you're supposed to reveal that. Well, nobody want to be up. Many people don't want to be associated with somebody like that.
That is true. That is very true. And I know a few guys who have been surprised, you know, being with, they thought were women and they were actually men. And see, nowadays you can't even really tell the difference, especially if they haven't had their sex change. You know, you can't tell until you're getting ready to get intimate with them or touching them down there. And then that's when a man will go completely crazy, when he finds out that you are a man. You know, because some of them are actually beautiful and they do resemble women. You know, even when they have
the
sex change.
Well, the devil is beautiful from time to time.
Huh?
The devil is beautiful from time to time.
But
on the other thing, and we're talking about blacks need to get their children educated. They need to promote and seek school choice where their parent can put their child where they feel best and the money follows the child. They need to get their children educated for those positions, those jobs, those professions that's in high demand.
Yeah.
You got an administration in the White House that's pro that. They're telling immigrants that's here working that when your visa expires, you got to go home. Well, those jobs are going to go to Americans. They've told Nigerians that. So you get your children educated. Pull them out of those situations that you presently are that's not working for, have them work, and if they're not working for you, then take your child and do the things that's necessary to afford that child what he or she needs. Now, if you like where you are, stay there. But they shouldn't try to hold everybody there under the pretense that we need to stick together. That's a bunch of bull crap. Anyway, I just wanted to contribute that.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in, and I hope to hear from you again. You have a blessed evening, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah, so, you know, like the caller had mentioned, maybe she should just go on and take him to court and, you know, get whatever she can get. But, you know, sometimes it's you can end up getting less, you know, so you have to be very careful when it comes to doing that. But, sorry, Miss Unsatisfied. So we're getting right down near the end of the show, and I want to make a few announcements. My sister Ruby's on the line. Hey, darling. This is one of my favorite listeners. And my sister's getting ready to move to South Carolina. I'm really going to miss her, but I'm definitely going to still be keeping in touch, and she will be continuing listening to the show because she can do that. And I forgot the caller's name who had called in. But anyway, thanks for calling in, and all the rest that are on the switchboard, thanks for listening. And anytime anybody wants to chime in or have a comment or a question, feel free to hit the one. You know, I'm not going to bite you. I'm just going to talk to you, okay? And like I said, we're getting to the end of the show. I'm going to have my regular Smokey Robinson's birthday show. His birthday is the 19th of this month, and that's on the 19th is on a Sunday. Yeah. I guess I'll have it that Sunday anyway, the 19th. But hopefully I'll be back next week with another show. You can check my Facebook page for when I post my shows. And if you have a topic or a subject you'd like to talk about, you can send me an email. My email address again is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And, you know, you're more than welcome to, like I said, send a comment or a question. And some of my shows will be music, which I call happy hour. I'll just be playing music, or some of my shows will be discussions, and hopefully I'll be getting some guests on the show. Like I said, I hadn't been on here in a while because a lot of things was going on, but I'm back, and hopefully I'll be on more than I was last year in 2019, because this is 2020. It sounds good to say 2020, you know, and me being here from 1949 to 2020 is a blessing. And I really do feel blessed because a lot of my friends are dead. A lot of my family members are dead. And, you know, friends and, you know, so I'm just grateful, thankful, and blessed. And I owe all this to God, every bit of it. So when you wake up in the morning, thank God, you know. Because it's by his mercy and his grace that we are still here. Because a lot of people did not wake up this morning. You know, a lot of people. And they had no idea that last night would be their last night on this earth. None of us know. But be grateful and thankful. Show your gratitude. Do something nice for somebody. Call that person that you haven't talked to in a while. You know, go visit the sick, you know, feed the homeless, you know, do things out of loving kindness. You know, that's all God wants us to do, is be loving and kind to one another and to obey his rule. And I mean, his laws, his commandments, I'm sorry, to obey his commandments. And don't get distracted. You know, we all do, but you have to focus. Put God first, trust and believe, and everything else will fall into place. I can testify to that because I've had my share of adversities, and not to say that I'm done with them, because that's a part of life. And until I see you guys, until I speak to you guys again, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't drive and drink. Remember, if no one told you they loved you, guess what? God does, and so do I. With that being said, have a great evening. Love you guys. See you back here next time. Good night, Ruby. Love you,
darling. You just listened to the number one radio station on the internet, Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.